My greetings to all. Okay, well, today, as we have discussed, today is the 7th point of the mind training, and we will finish the 7th point. But today, I will finish the 7th point of the mind training, and if I cannot finish it, I will give the oral transmission. Rest, you read that. Okay, 7th point of mind training. Okay, so 7th point of mind training. Where were we last time?
So last time we were last time.
Okay, so we will start from there. Okay, so I will try to finish this today. If you don't finish that today, so we will have to stop that. Okay, 7th point of mind training. We will stop that. I will give the oral transmission. Okay. So we'll do that. Okay. Okay. Maybe when you heard the too many times of mind training, maybe you might get bored. So maybe I'm talking too many times on mind training. Maybe sometimes I also get bored. Same things you might be hearing. Same things I'm talking now. You get a bit bored. No? So maybe today we'll stop that. Okay, 7 by mind training. Today will be the last session. Whether finish or not finish, though, maybe I'll give the oral transmission and we'll finish that. Okay, once I could not finish that. Okay. Okay. So now the UAT and the UAT, so nam sum lab raba. Madam, nyamba meba nam sum gom raba. Ote madam. So saying that we should not lose the respect and the devote for toward master. So there about the lojong karse ta tanda kagreso kawasum dirwa lojong towa manya bache ani di che de kharreso lojong towa manya bache dirwa tene tyu jyen do ngoza sheba de cheyo ba dirwa ngoza sheba de cheyo ba inji kel khalla do ngoza sheba de cheyo dilwa ani badam kel yore ba ngoza sheba de cheyo
yor yor rejim che
yor ngoza sheba de cheyo che ngoreso dirwa So this called the cultivate the three that must not be declined. No, three things should not be declined. Yeah. So the first thing, the first these things that should be practiced very well. So generally, I think the most difficult thing is the people. So what they are having, it's a sometimes most difficult thing is that sometimes they will lose the motivation to practicing Dhamma, and also sometimes they will lose a lot of. Motivation and sometimes they will lose the motivation because these people who lose the motivation to practice the Dharma and all the respect toward the masters, most of these people are that they will just calculate so many things in their own way, not what they said in the Dharma. So these people, so these are mostly useless people. So do that. So I think I told last time this one Hinduism text says one very interesting thing. It says that every the master, when he have to keep the company with the snake or the bad student, master should keep the company as a snake, never the bad student. Because the snake would only attack for the self-defense. For the bad student can attack the master, any of the self-interest. It's a very interesting thing. It's in the Hindu, it's one very holy text. But not whole, one Hindu, very famous text is said that, yeah? Yeah, that's a very true, yeah. Before starting the, I start the Deepak, my life, I was very easy to deal with the students. No, very easily when they were, before starting Deepak, my, when I deal with the student very easily. And when I start the Deepak, sometimes I have to deal very difficult. Even the student have a very bad qualities because I got the Deepak, I have to bear a lot of the things. Yeah. I think it gave me a lot of time to practicing. Really, it gave me a lot of time to practice. So that's why here it's saying the three things that should not lose the respect towards the, should not lose the respect toward the masters. respect toward the masters. Because when you lose the respect toward the master, then you will lose the motivation to the practice. When you lose the motivation to the practice, then you will not let the most of the time you say the meva chandogruva. Yeah. So that's a saying, okay, number meva. Three should not be declined. Okay. That whenever three should not be declined because of the practice of the whenever you care in the practice, that three should not be declined. What the three thing is, I mean the respect toward the master. Then a motivation or the joy of the practicing the mind training. Then also having the temper, the shishin yu ajorba, karsa, mwaza the teyo ku ajorba, nye di chana digre, nye di chana digmare se ajorba, ti mwaza the teyo ruba, nye kare chene digre sana mwaza the teyo mewa charuba, nye di che chogre, nye di che chogmare sa mwaza the teyo yu badirwa, o di cham yu re. Okay. Okay. So that three things. Now, diwa ruba, teme sumda denbar cha se dhruva, diwa ruba. Teme sumda denbar cha se dhruva, kare cha ruba yor sana, teme sumda ruba. Chemesum the Dembar Chasil Zambar, keep the three from the you must not separate, Rava. Chemesum the Kaja, Kunjo the Chigrava, Tambo, Kunjo the Travachi Joma, Dirava.
Tambo the Liki Gensho, Tangi, Tangwa Cheva, Niba Dinga, Liki Gachor, Liki Gewa, Tangi, Tangwa Cheva, Niba the Naku, Kemjo, Tang, Mani, Arabaza, Miki, and Naki Gewa Ramji. Naki gawa, mitawa che, and is somebody yiki gawa, any
yo tambu the kagurezo.
The liki gawa,
luce, mache, yiroba,
lounge.
Ya, odera, ya, tan, luna, yusum deva, ya, luna, yusum de chit to matrivacha or odera. Luna, yusum de gawa, the matrivacha, whatever. Luna, yusum gawa, the matrivacha, but that did it over. Dinan do engine and cut it. It was them kill Chibore, the Koan Namatado John Redwe, and them killer.
No reduction.
No, Koan Namatado John, Koan Namatado Gomrova, meditate constantly on those which been be those who have been a part of on the river.
Yes, sir.
So it's a, what we are saying is that the, sometimes the when we cannot practice toward the some person who really who are really you dislike that person. So that's why it's saying that the separate way that is saying that the, especially that the meditate concentrate on those who have been set apart. Actually, that does mean that the, when you are meditating the mind training, when you are practicing the compassion, to whom you have to practice. Especially you have to practice that person who really you dislike, that person. Yeah. So especially like a person the, whom you dislike it. Mainly the what's happening is that when you're practicing the compassion or practicing some of the mind training practice, to whom you are to practice, that you have to practice, especially you have to practice with whom you dislike. That's called as a separated. Because you separated them. Because when you dislike the person, you will, mentally you will separate those person whom you dislike. That is one very important point. Yeah. So that's a very important point. When sometimes whom you dislike, when you don't like it, you will always mentally you will separate them. Whatever the other person whom you dislike, whatever that person says, you will always think that's a wrong. Whatever the person does too, you will always feel that is a wrong or a right. So that's time you really need a mind training practice toward that person. So that's why here it said that. So that's why it said the meditate constantly on those who have been apart. So meditate constantly. It's saying that the meditate constantly those who have been set apart. So that's why you have to meditate constantly under those person whom you dislike. Yeah. So also the, now the other advice is as I told you, keep the three from the you must not separate. That keeps the three from the you must not separate is that key not must separate when the, your body, mind, speech should not be separated from the doing the good things. Yeah. So that means that in the body you have the things of the Buddhas or the speech, you can chant the mantras or the prayers, and the physically you can do the, some prostrations or whatever. Whenever you are free, they are saying that, that you have to keep on these three, the virtue activities. So now the thing is that, okay, now the thing is that, okay, there is a one monk, one master who died in the born, who dies in the, who died, and also the one mad diver died together. Both are there stand in front of the God. So what happened is that the both of them died a God, and the God sent the, God told that the God sent that master to the hell, and that the mad, the bus diver sent to the heaven. So the master was so surprised and asked the God, it's not a right judgment. You are sending me to the hell, and that mad diver sent him to the heaven. So that master told him that always I used to say the prayer for you. Always I prayed for you. Always I talk about you. But you are sending me to the hell. This mad diver never thinks about you. Never care about you, God. Never prayed in whole life for the God. But you are sending him to the heaven. After saying that, God, he said that, God, you make the very wrong decision. Then the God felt very angry and shouted, said. Then the God got very angry and the God said that, I'm sending the mad diver to the heaven and the you in the hell. Because the main reason is that the, whenever you preached, whenever you give the teaching, you will make the everyone fall asleep and the forget the God. When this mad diver drives the car, every passenger in the bus, they will start to make them the thing about the God, praying for me whenever he drives the bus. He makes everyone to think about me. Everyone's made to pray for me. Body and mind and the speech, all physically, he will make them do the good things, praying for me and the respecting towards me. So that's why I'm sending him to that heaven. Yeah. So that's really the mad diver makes the makes that the people's the mind and the speech and holds towards them. He will make the, all the people to put the more efforts to use their the body and the mind and the speech to the virtue things. Yeah. So yeah, that does exactly that. Keep the three from the which you must not separate it. Yeah. Yula chome ta do jang ba ta di jel kare do mo.
Yula chome ta do jang kya pa ten chung kun la lang shi ti.
Ne de le yula chome ta do jang ba.
Lang shi.
Okay. And the condition of the yula chome ta do jang se de. Okay. Yula chome ta do jang ba then to apply the training impartially to all. Ba. So, you know, impartially means that sometimes the, what's happening in the, from the mind training, sometimes you can bear with the, some circumstances. Sometimes you cannot bear the, all these circumstances. It should not be done like that. When you have to bear the, all of the circumstances, whether it should, whether it's created by the humans or whether it's created by the animals or whether it's created by the natural disaster, okay? Yeah, sometimes that when you can bear the circumstances which created by the human, sometimes that also the sometimes when sometimes that we can bear the circumstances created by the natural disaster, but sometimes you cannot bear the circumstances which created by the humans. So it shouldn't be done like that. You try to bear the, all the circumstances, whether it's created by the humans or the non-humans or whoever. Okay, so now the what other practices now there.
Sadhi wale, ane di 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 di
So this is also one thing, is that in the emotion, whatever the emotions comes in our mind, whether it's a positive or negative, whatever the emotion comes in our mind, that should be, we should be know that it's created by our own way of the thinking. So that is something like that, the, whatever the positive emotion is, negative emotion, whatever comes in our mind, we have to know that it's created by our way of the perspective. It's we have to know that it's created by our way of the thinking. So that is also, that was saying that it's for the mind training practitioner, that's very important. When especially when we come the the negative emotions, also we have to know that it comes from the whole mind. Also it's creation of the mind. Creation of the mind. Hmm? Created by the mind. Right? Hmm? Generally a lot of the way of our thinkings, it's also a lot depends on the many causes. Sometimes it depends on the environment, sometimes it depends on the culture, sometimes it depends on the way you brought up, sometimes it also, more than 50% it depends on the how you think. That will, when you think on the one that side again and again, then slowly it will become your habit and your thinking style will go toward that direction. Yeah, example. So it's a culture, it's lots of the influence of the also the way of the thinking, also cultures and the way you brought up, this also makes your way of the thinking also influence a lot of the how you think. Just for the example, okay, if the one person goes into bar and order the one mug of the beer, when after the ordering the one mug of the beer, when he got the beer and if the insects fall into that beer, how will that person will think? Okay, just think like that. If the person is from the Middle East, think like that. First of all, that he will make it that a big show. He will say that the God probably to drink the alcohol. How you can serve the beer to me? So he will make the big show. He will not care the whatever the fall in that beer of the mug. Okay.
Pardon me, Roger. I don't get it.
If the person is from the Middle East, you know the Middle East. If the person is from the Middle East, he will not care that whether the insect fall in the mug of the beer or whatever, he will not care that. He will just say that how can you serve the alcohol? The God prohibited to drink the alcohol, and he will make that a big scene in that, in the bar. So if the person is a European, if the one European person goes in the beer one bar and if you order the beer one mug of the beer and if the insects fall into that beer, if that person is a European, he will throw out that the insect and he will drink that beer. If that person is American, maybe what will he do is that he will throw that beer with the insect and fall that beer and he will order another beer. And he will say that he will pay for both. If that person is a Chinese and order the beer, but and the beer, and then when after the getting the beer, the insect fall in the beer, in the mug of the dead beer. If the person is a Chinese, he will eat that insect and throw that beer. If the person is an Indian, what will he do? Say he will just drink the beer and also he will suck that insect with all the beer it contain on that insect, and then you will throw that insect away. Yeah, I think if the person is a Vietnamese, he will sell that insect to the Chinese and the beer to the American, and order with that money, he will order another mug of the beer and wait for another insect to fall that in beer. If that person is a Tibetan, when the insect fall on the mug of the beer, he will not care that the what is fallen in the mug, how what to do with that beer. He will try to bring the karma theory. He will say, look, how the insect can fall exactly in the mic cup, that's the karma. He try to prove that karma theory. If that person is Tibetan, okay. Yeah, so my point is that how you think and react, mostly these all comes from the culturally. Culturally, it's influenced a lot. Here, the mind training, what we are saying is that whatever the emotions comes in our mind, you have to think so also created by our own way of the thinking. So that will help a lot. Because sometimes when we are very sad or unhappy, we have to think that this all unhappiness comes by our way of the own thinking. Because we feel sad and unhappy, because we think that all everything become unhappy and we become unhappy. We feel that because of the something doesn't go well. But actually, it's not that. Actually, it's a way of how we think. It is just the way of how we react toward the external things. Example, whenever the emotion comes to happy emotion, sadness emotion, whenever it comes to mind, have you ever thought that it's a creation of the, your own way of the thinking? I think people cannot think that at all. When you can think that, that means that you are training the, your mind very well. So that's why if they say it is vital that it's deep and all the pervasive, but the one thing is that under how they use the term is a very totally very, I mean, the very, very, I mean, the like a code word, they use that word as a code word. Yeah, very different to understand. Yeah, some, so like sometimes these old terms are really, sometimes it could not get it very straight meanings. When you look at the Jesus Bible, originally the Jesus, when he was giving the teaching, when he was talking, he's not talking in English, he's taking in the Hebrew language, that Hebrew, the language in Hebrew, actually that's Jewish language. So that was original language, then they have translated in the Latin, then the English they have translated. So still there are a lot of the debates are there. When the Jesus was talks about the God, he used not a singular word, he used the plural word. So when it comes to the English now, if you look at the right now, the Bible, they believe that the only one single God. So that's why they never use the word or the plural word. They will use only God, not a gods. So that's why in the Hebrew word, when the Jesus was using the Hebrew language, Hebrew language, they call the Elohims. Elohims means a gods. Now when they are translating from the Hebrew to Latin, Latin to English, then it comes a word, we're saying the only God. So still there's a debate is there. Debate is there. So same exactly like that. When the Buddhism was translating from the, originally from the Buddha's, the Sanskrit language, the Tibetan, that time, maybe you have to look 1,000 years back, but the Tibetan terms, what they are using, the ancient Tibetan terms. So now that's why the from the these old texts are using that ancient terms. And the, sometimes when you translate to the English and the Vietnamese, sometimes it makes a little bit of the difficult to understand, because they said their terms they are using the exactly the ancient Tibetan terms, because that ancient Tibetan terms is originally the word when they are translating the Buddhism, the from I mean the Buddhism from the Sanskrit to Tibetan. So language can be changed, words are changing, but the structure how it structure it should we have to understand very properly the ancient word structure and the that the, what does that mean? That is the most important. Because the most important thing is Buddha's when he was teaching, that's a 2,500 years back. Time is so long. So how we have to know that, though? You have to know that what we are getting the Buddhism is that the original, the, what the Buddha have taught. Even if you look at the one message, you have to pass from the one person to another person. It's very difficult to get the, exactly the same message to the one person. Now the Buddhism is coming with the 2,500 years. Now it's a passing from the one to the one another person, another to the another person, times the 2,500 years. So most important thing is we have to know that within this 205,000 years, if someone had added, someone had deduct Buddha's word, or someone more added in the Buddha's word, that we have to know very clearly. To know that is most important thing is we have to go through the language. That the language is what the Buddha is using, the Sanskrit. From that Sanskrit, then we have to get the, exactly how he translated it. That's the most important. Otherwise, if you will not get it. Because there's still a lot of the, there are the debates that really the text is written after the death of the Buddha or not. Some historian says that the, whatever the Buddha's teaching, written the, after 300 years after the Buddha's death. Now imagine, after 300 years after the death of the Buddha, if they write the Buddhism, can they write exactly that what the Buddha have said? These old issues, so that's why we have to look into very, very precisely the every other Asian Buddhism. Yeah. So that's yes, why we have to look from the sentence structure, voting structure. That will show us that how old is that write that text book. Even if you look at the, any literature, the sentence structure will be noted. And it, that when the century. Since when the passes, the sentence structure and the voting structure will be slowly, it will change. So when you look at a Buddha's scripture, the sentence structure and the voting structure is totally different. So from there, then we can imagine that the, how old is that the word? Yeah, so talk about it, Anzo. So now the other advices, yeah. Okay, now which takaware?
Chapa tenchin kun la lang jin de tsare.
Ah.
Chapa tenchin kun la lang.
Ko wa na ma ta do ke jin xian da le dui mei jia le ba, ha. Ru bei.
Lang jin.
Jin xian da le dui mei jia le bei. Da ka re de dan di jin.
La re mi.
Jin xian da le dui mei jia le ba.
Lang jin.
Ru bei, don't depends on the external condition, no? External condition. So sometimes these external conditions, because in the generally in the human's mind, the external condition influence a lot for way of the how we think. So external condition contributed a lot towards the, our happiness and the sadness. And so being as a mind training, practicing the mind training, especially what you have to do is you should not depend too much on the external condition. Too much depend on the external condition means the whatever external condition, maybe pleasant external condition or the unpleasant external condition. But you have to try to keep your mind as a peace and calm. That's the one important point of the practicing the mind training. Sometimes there might come the pleasant condition. Sometimes it may come the unpleasant condition. That's very difficult to say. Whatever the pleasant or unpleasant conditions comes, what you have to do is to try to keep your mind as calm. That's a very important. So that's why it's saying that in our life there will be the lots of the pleasant condition, unpleasant condition, whatever it comes, we have to pacify our minds. That's the important point. Maybe I think that the mind training is very important. Though sometimes I met the people, and some people used to say that sometimes they feel like driving the car and the crash. Some people used to say that sometimes they feel to jump on the train. So when sometimes it was when they could not train the mind very properly. Okay, we stop here. Okay. For the question, if you have any questions, okay, one or two questions I'll cover up, okay.
The question is, what is mind and what is ego?
Okay, what is mind? This is always the question, it's a very old question, okay. 2,500 years, it's asking the same question, asking, and up till now, 2,500 years asking that question. So that question is a very old question. They ask again and again the question. Question might be 2,500 years. Question might be same. Answer changes are quite a lot. So one time, Buddha was carrying the flower. When the Buddha was carrying the flower, and the Buddha laughed a lot when he's seeing that flower which he was carrying. The Buddha didn't laugh it, but Buddha was when he was looking that in again and again that flower what he was carrying. Yeah. So what happened is all the students at the Buddha's gathering, everyone got very surprised because they thought the Buddha was today he was doing the something very different than normal, looking at the flower again and again than what he was carrying in his hand. He didn't put neither he put it on the table, neither he would keep on one lamp. He was carrying in his hand and looking again and again. That makes a very confusing to all of the students who gathered near to him. When he was doing the Mahakashyapa laughed a lot. He laughed burst into laughter. So then the Buddha told the one thing. Up till now, what you can understand through the word, I've already taught the word. Now the Mahakashyapa, you understand from the my silence, what you can understand through the my silence. What the you student can understand through the my word, I already told the word. Now the something that you should be understand through the my silence, that the Mahakashyapa, you understand through the my silence. So then the Buddha gave him that lotus flower and told him that give that lotus flower to someone that who can understand through the your silence. So sometimes like these questions, what is mind? Sometimes you have to ask yourself, try to get the answer from the your side. So that's the what we call the meditate. What is mind? Where is mind? Who am I? Where is I? This question you have to ask yourself to try to find the answer from the inside. If you ask this question for the external out person, if you ask today, you will get some answer. If you ask to someone else, you will get a different answer. Maybe that same question, you will get 100 answer. If you go on the time to time asking the different peoples, if you get the one answer from the your inside, that answer will be the ultimate answer, you will get it. So that's why the emptiness practice, they always try to search, where am I? Who am I? Where is the mind? What is the mind? Then the answer should come from your inside. When you ask this question, what is mind? Time to time, answer will change. Person to person, answer will change. Where is I? This is one important question for practicing the emptiness. If you ask this question on the street, where is I? They will show you one thing. They will show you mental hospital. Yeah, because this question you've got to ask the external, you won't get any proper answer. So this question you should ask yourself. Close your eye and try to meditate. Then you will find the ultimate answer. That ultimate answer, Buddha's goal to understand through the silence. Understand the beyond of the words. So that's the one the Buddha comes to that point, yeah. Okay, now another question, yeah.
I just left the hospital because I've been in the hospital for a time, and because I got a disease, and now I left the hospital, and my body is lacking up nutrition because I'm eating vegetarian food, and so the question is, I want to ask, in the prayer book, in the Dipka prayer book, there's a lot of prayer. So which prayer should I read in order to pray for me to get overcome the illness? And then I hope that Rinpoche could also pray for me to quickly recover from my illness.
Okay, there's two things very important, okay? First thing is that I think first thing is you have to take the nutritious food, okay? That may best thing is to consult with the doctor. Whether you should have the non-veg food or not, you have to consult with the doctor, okay? Okay, that's one important point. Yeah, so physical issues. So when you one thing. The second thing is that then maybe you can read the Medicine Buddha prayer, okay? Medicine Buddha prayer, you keep on praying the Medicine Buddha prayer. And generally also then you keep on the the diet issue, that also is important. One thing is very strange. When I eat the food, they will say, oh, I'm overweight, I have to reduce the weight. When I reduce the weight, they look say that, wow, Rao Rinpoche, you become a little thin, you don't eat more. Sorry. Okay, fine. Okay, now that will be the last question, okay? Then we'll stop, okay?
So if I don't understand about Shamatha meditation, can I listen to your teaching on Shamatha meditation on the website? Is that enough to do meditation?
Yeah, I think that's enough. Shamatha meditation, generally, when you do the meditation, beginning is not that difficult. When you reach the little bit at one stage, then there will be the confusion will come. Beginning stages are very simple. When you're advanced stage, when you can meditate more than 20 minutes, 30 minutes without any distraction, then really you need a very proper guidance. For the initial stage, I think they're not that complicated for the starting the Shamatha meditation. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. We will stop here. Okay. Thank you very much.